Inside on Business, the News Hour is brought to you by Square One DSM, an initiative of the Greater Des Moines Partnership. Learn more at squareonedsm.com. And Iowa Softwater, clean, safe softwater for you and your family, iowasoftwater.com.
Welcome back to the Business News Hour. If you were with us yesterday, you heard Ned Flynn from Arion talking about employer mandates and insurance and what employers can look forward to with all of this alphabet soup that's going on in Congress right now between the many renditions of health care insurance law that's being proposed. With us in studio is a returning guest. His name is Bruce Schmiedlin. Bruce is a CPA and a tax guy here in the Greater Des Moines Metro, and he's been on the broadcast in the past. And we reached out to Bruce because he's an awfully smart guy, and he knows lots about many different things. And he's been doing some ruminating on the Affordable Care Act, the House version of health care, as well as the Senate version. Bruce, welcome back to the Business News Hour.
Thank you, Michael. Great to be back here.
Well, let's dig into this, shall we? There's been lots of confusion among regular folks about what in the world is going on, not only at the federal level, but here at the state level with this privatization of Medicaid. What's going on?
The privatization of Medicaid isn't really part of the state crisis that would tie into what's going on in Washington as much. Yes, Medicaid's going to be cut under either federal version, but the real crisis that we're having in Iowa affects 72,000 people, especially business owners, who bought their policies through the individual market and will not be able to get insurance in 2018 unless some minds get made up and solutions put in place.
Yeah, and you know, I don't think there's anybody that's really big fans of ACA, the Affordable Care Act, the Obamacare, if you will. But it has worked in many instances, but it's also driven some costs up. And that's something that both the House and the Senate have wanted to detail and try to get down. But it doesn't look as though that's going to happen with either plan. What's your review of all of this?
From what I'm seeing at the federal level,
yes,
is especially the Senate version right now with its latest iteration and the politicians saying lower cost, better coverage. The Senate bill is actually higher premiums and poorer coverage. And it's going to hurt small business people, especially ones that use the ACA to get started in the last few years, because that enabled a lot of startups, and people at the median household income in Iowa. And if you're just a hair over the median household income, you can lose all your subsidies under the Senate bill.
All right.
$1,000 or $2,000 more income can cost you $10,000 in subsidies.
What is the median income?
$55,000.
$55,000. So if you are over $55,000 for a family of four or what?
This is just median household.
Oh, okay.
So it's all sizes. And I looked at it, you know, from a small business perspective, we've got, say, a two-person household, business is established, mom-and-pop place. So I just use the $55,000 of gross income from the – or I should say, their gross income on the tax return is the net income from the business. It's kicking off $55,000 a year for them.
All right.
And they're trying to live off that.
Okay.
And with the Senate bill, what would come through would be, oh, probably about $700 less income over the course of the year. Dude, this is just after premiums and taxes, and their cost of getting care is going to be much higher because they're going to have higher deductibles, and their doctor visits that were not subject to the deductibles, just copays, now go straight to the deductibles. Mm. So you're not even going to be able to go to the doctor without triggering the deductible, and that's going to hammer a lot of individuals.
It certainly would. Bruce Schmiedlin, ladies and gentlemen, is whom we're talking with. We're talking about the various renditions of health care that are being fostered upon us through Congress. What do you think needs to be done, Bruce?
First, we need to solve Iowa's crisis.
Okay.
We're in a situation where even if something passed Congress or didn't pass Congress, we need action at the state level for these 72,000 people to have insurance. Right now, the insurance commissioner has put forward a stopgap proposal to the regulators. He's awaiting approval from CMS, and it does a reasonable job of keeping the premium costs pretty much the same for folks at different income levels. But the ones that are going to hurt are the low-income ones that had the very low deductibles and out-of-pocket maximums under Obamacare. They're going to go, say, from a $775 out-of-pocket maximum per person per year to in the neighborhood of $6,000 out-of-pocket maximum. It all depends on the plan design, but that's what's possible.
That's what's possible if the stopgap measure doesn't get approved.
If it gets approved.
If it gets approved. If it doesn't get approved, it's even worse.
If it doesn't get approved, then it comes down to whether Medica is willing to be on the market at all, and they're not making up their mind till September. So if they say no, which was their initial indication, and that stopgap doesn't get approved, doesn't matter what happens in Washington for these 72,000 people, they can't get insurance. So close your business, move out of state, retirees. If you're early retiree, haven't made Medicare yet, take your wealth, move out of state is what that's saying to do.
Ouch. Bruce Schmiedlin, ladies and gentlemen, we're talking with him about all of this healthcare insurance. Now, before you get any idea that Bruce is a raging liberal or progressive, that's not necessarily the case, is it?
No, it's not. I take a look at the person and their positions. I don't care about the party.
Mm-hmm. And you've been on this program a number of times talking about tax help and various issues that have been passionate in your area. And this seems to be another one of those. What have you been doing as you've looked at these various plans? Now, okay, we've talked about the state of Iowa. What about the federal plans that are going on out there? And we talked off mic a little bit ago. There is now talk, Bruce, serious conversation being had out there about resurrecting a 2006 bill that was proposed in the United States House of Representatives that deals with a program designed for universal health care here in the United States.
My wife jokes about being among the few registered Republicans, and I'm speaking of her at the moment. I'm not declaring my party affiliation on the air, that believes in universal health care. Taking a look at what it was like when we were living overseas and the many times I've worked in other countries, her visiting some of them with me, we've seen universal care working and took a look at, it's called the OECD, Organization for Economic Cooperation and Development, few dozen of the biggest economies in the world, and the United States' performance when it comes to health care and the number of uninsured is abysmal compared to pretty much the whole slate.
You indicated it was rock bottom, as a matter of fact.
I'd have to double-check that to be sure.
Pretty close.
Yes.
Now, why?
It goes back to wage and price controls in World War II.
Really?
For how this whole thing came about. Because companies couldn't give raises, but they were allowed a tax loophole that could let them deduct health insurance premiums that they were paying on behalf of their employees.
You're absolutely correct. That's exactly what this bill talked about in 2006, doing away with that deduction.
And really, if you think about it, our products that we're trying to export are burdened with all of that benefit cost buried in it that our competitors in other countries don't have in their own labor costs.
So these benefits that are allowed as a deduction are always a pass-through for goods and services that are sent overseas?
If you have, say, $10,000 of medical costs that the company is paying, for an employee and the employee's family. Yes, you get a tax break. You know, let's say that overall you get $2,500 saved in taxes. That's $7,500 for each employee is then part of all of your product costs that you have to cover through higher prices. Your competitors in the other countries that are making these same goods or trying to provide these same services don't have that medical premium overhead that they have to cover in their pricing.
Very interesting, Bruce. How do other countries, and you've traveled the world, how do other countries deal with health care insurance?
Some of them have a base plan, universal for everyone, varying degrees of quality.
Mm-hmm.
But in the major countries,
Germany, France, Great Britain,
even Ireland, it's all going to be a good level of coverage. In some of the third world countries, you may be able to get, you know, your trauma care, those types of things, doctor visits. They're dirt cheap in the first place.
Yeah.
Even, you know, going there as a foreigner and having to pay out of pocket. You get that baseline coverage. We were talking to a couple in Ireland last year, and they pay $1,400 a year for a private supplement that simply lets them skip a few months earlier in line if they need some special services.
Really? So these healthcare options that are available overseas, the government takes care of a baseline, and then you can buy through an insurance company, sort of like what you do with Medicare
Medigap, yes.
Sort of like Medicare supplemental insurance, correct?
Exactly.
And why can't we have this discussion here?
A little bit of polarization amongst our politicians.
You think so?
We've lost the center.
Yeah, yeah. We certainly have lost the center, and everybody seems to be at odds with each other. And having a rational sit-down discussion seems to be impossible.
And the rhetoric that you see out there on social media is just absolutely caustic.
Yeah, it truly is. We're talking with Bruce Schmiedlin, ladies and gentlemen, about health care here in the United States and how that differs from health care in other parts of the world. What would, if Bruce Schmiedlin had a magic wand, what would you do, Bruce?
To give us time to get a universal plan in place, we'd have to get the Iowa stopgap measure approved by the regulators.
Okay.
Go out to the Iowa Insurance Division website, click on the link for the public comment, and state that you support this as a reasonable plan. Yes, it has some drawbacks, but it's a reasonable plan to get these 72,000 people insured. In fact, if Congress were to pass what's in the Senate right now, we'd be talking about a lot more people being uninsured because companies can drop the insurance with no right of COBRA.
That's right.
Because the penalty is zero if the Senate version passes. So we're talking a lot more people without insurance then.
It's pretty amazing when you stop and think about it that that we can't seem to get this under control. And I was having a conversation with Ned Flynn from Arion just the other day, and remembering when it was that when employees or individuals seeking individual health care insurance would simply call their insurance agent and sign up for a plan, but it wouldn't break the bank on a regular basis, and you could go ahead and receive insurance for major medical. One of the other things, Bruce, that people talk about a lot is the insurance premiums continue to skyrocket. Wellmark's just recently asked for a 42% rate increase, I believe it was. If that's the case, some individuals say it's not the insurance that's to fault. It's the medical procedures that continue to climb in cost.
There are a number of things that have received the blame, and premiums, deductibles, other out-of-pocket costs have been soaring long before Obamacare. I remember in the 90s watching people's insurance premium costs increase so much that they more than wiped out the raise they got for the year.
I totally remember that. Our corporation was getting quotes from insurance companies for our employees at the time, and it was nothing to see 15-20% rate increases at the time, and that was 15-20 years ago.
Well before Obamacare. Yeah, so
well
people,
Obamacare.
You know, whipping Obamacare for it have forgotten a history lesson.
Yeah. Bruce Schmiedlin, ladies and gentlemen, with his view relative to health care insurance, not only on the federal level, but also on the state level. And this is a very timely conversation, Bruce, because coming up in the next half hour, we're going to be talking with the Iowa Hospital Association, and they've got some concerns relative to health care insurance and what's going on not only here in Iowa, but nationwide.
I can believe it. I've seen the forecast for what would happen to nursing homes, rural hospitals.
Yeah.
People with mental health, substance abuse, opioid epidemic, all of those things going on would be devastated because the coverage is not going to be there.
Bruce Schmiedlin, ladies and gentlemen, thank you for doing this, Bruce. I really appreciate it.
My pleasure.
All right. Bruce Schmiedlin, ladies and gentlemen, a tax fellow and a CPA. We will have links to his website on the radio blog. All right. We've got to check aside because we're going to find out what happened today on Wall Street. I can tell you. Bank stocks went up today, and so too did the Dow. We'll have all of that when we come back here on the Business News Hour.
Let's go! Bucks barely down the street with the brim pool way down low. Ain't no sound but the sound of his feet. Machine guns.